It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the iconic recycling triangle on the bottom of plastic goods is a worldwide standard and began here in Wisconsin. We'll find out about the Sauk City woman behind the modern recycling system. First, the Congressional Budget Office released its score of the House Republicans' American Health Care Act last week. If it passes, the legislation would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. Recently, its impact was studied by the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. The group found that the GOP's plan could have a significant negative impact on Wisconsinites, especially if they rely on Medicaid or live in rural parts of the state. John Peacock is with us now to talk about the council's report. He's the research director for the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. John, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we saw last week the Congressional Budget Office score on the revised version of this Republican health care plan. What are your thoughts, or what were your reactions when you saw that?
Well, it showed that the changes that were made as the bill went along in the House of Representatives didn't improve it any. In fact, from our perspective, made it quite a bit worse. But in terms of the total number of uninsured, it's basically the same as they predicted before. Currently, they're saying 23 million more people would be uninsured after 10 years, and 14 million more in 2018.
And what do you see in particular happening in Wisconsin? What would be your biggest concern if this became law?
Well, our biggest concern is a long-term concern, and that's the effect on the Medicaid program in Wisconsin, which serves 1.2 million people, including 500,000 children, people with disabilities, seniors in nursing homes. The bill would chip away at Medicaid funding over the years and jeopardize the coverage of those 1.2 million people.
Yeah, spell that out for us a little more. How would that change over time? You said this is the big long-term concern you have.
The bill will reduce Medicaid funding by 25%, and it will especially hurt states that have expanded Medicaid coverage more than we have. But in Wisconsin, it's projected to cut $1 billion over the next 10 years. Our fear, though, is that that's only a start, because the bill changes the fundamental structure of Medicaid. It would no longer be a guaranteed partnership between the state and the federal government, where when the state sees that it has additional needs and costs, like trying to address the opioid epidemic, the federal government would no longer match additional state funding and over time would ratchet down the funding. And our fear of that is not so much that $1 billion over 10 years would be bad enough, but it's that once the structure of it is changed, Congress will keep going to the well using that mechanism to come up with savings. And the Trump budget demonstrates that, because he uses that mechanism to cut way more than what Congress proposed. His budget that we saw introduced last week would actually cut Medicaid by 45% by 2026.
And you said that's the long-term worry. What about in the short term?
In the short term, actually, the biggest concern, because the Medicaid cuts would phase in, the biggest impact is potentially in the marketplace under Obamacare that serves 240,000 Wisconsinites who can get subsidized health insurance there. And that would change under the House plan by making premiums and out-of-pocket costs much higher for the vast majority of those 240,000 people, but particularly for people over the age of 50, for low-income people, and people in rural areas where healthcare costs are higher, because the Republican plan wouldn't provide more assistance to people who have more expensive coverage.
And that's a big part of your report, the impact on rural counties in Wisconsin. You write, I think that premiums may be higher in places where incomes are lower. Can you talk about the bind you see rural communities being in?
Yeah. So in rural communities have a higher percentage of people in Medicaid than the state average. So the Medicaid cuts are particularly problematic there. But they also have a significantly higher percentage of people than the rest of the state who are in that federally subsidized marketplace. And the reason for that, well, partly because incomes tend to be lower in rural areas but also because people in rural areas oftentimes work for small employers or are self-employed, don't have health insurance through their employer and rely on that marketplace. Plus, because health insurance premiums are higher in those areas under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, the subsidies are also much higher in those areas. But under the House plan, that would no longer be the case.
We're talking to John Peacock from Wisconsin Council on Children and Families about a new report on the potential impacts of the American Health Care Act, the Republican House health care plan here in Wisconsin. John, a worry, though, is we might see these changes, but under the current system, we're seeing problems. The Republicans are saying what we have now, the Affordable Care Act, is not sustainable in the long run anyway. So are we comparing two bad alternatives?
Well, I don't think so. I'm certainly not going to say the Affordable Care Act is perfect, but it has had a tremendously positive effect in increasing access to health care over the last couple of years. Well, from 2013 to 2015, the number of uninsured Americans fell by 20 million. In Wisconsin alone, the increase was almost 200,000. So there's been tremendous progress, but the House plan would reverse that and, in fact, would take us back and we'd have a higher uninsured rate than we had before Obamacare because of the changes to Medicaid. But there are some problems with the marketplace. There are some changes that are needed to stabilize it. But one of the biggest things, a cause of much of the problems right now, and the potential collapse of the marketplace, even if the House plan doesn't pass, is that the House has instigated a lawsuit a couple of years ago challenging some of the subsidies for marketplace coverage. And a judge ruled on their side and said that Congress has to explicitly appropriate that funding, which Congress refuses to do. So the subsidies that are extremely important to the operation of the marketplace are at great risk, and Congress and the president refuse to address that problem.
Is that something that you think might be driving insurers to get out of the marketplace?
Exactly, because it creates a huge risk. Those particular subsidies that may go away are used by 51% of the people in the marketplace in Wisconsin. Those subsidies average $1,000 per person, and without those, the cost for the insurers will go way up. Many people will drop out. Some of the healthier people in the marketplace will drop out. The marketplace won't work for a lot of insurers. Because of that, some insurers are dropping out. Others are significantly increasing their rates. And that's the main thing right now that's destabilizing the marketplace coverage.
That's part of a wider sense of uncertainty. We don't know what is going to end up coming out of this. Is that uncertainty itself a problem for continuing coverage?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. All of the uncertainty hanging over all of this because of the questions about what Congress is ultimately going to pass, the questions about whether there's going to be an individual mandate, the questions about whether these subsidies will exist. All of those things are causing insurers to decide that the risks are just too high to continue to participate in the marketplace. Yet that Congressional Budget Office report that came out last week said that if you put those things aside, that the Affordable Care Act is working and would maintain the very high level of additional insurance coverage that we've seen over the last year.
You mentioned the individual mandate, and that from the outset was a controversial part of the Affordable Care Act, I think it's fair to say. And a lot of people, and this argument's still coming up, why should younger, healthier people be forced or strongly nudged into getting insurance and participating in the pool if they don't see a need for it at this point?
Well, and they don't have to, but for insurance markets to really work in something short of a universal coverage approach to this, you need to have broad participation, and you need to have healthy people as well as sicker people participating in that insurance pool. And so it's a long-term bargain, like a lot of other things. Many of us pay for property taxes for schools at times that we aren't using them. We have to pay for insurance at times that we don't need it. Down the road, we're all going to be in situations where we need that insurance.
As we wrap up, setting the political realities, the political landscape aside for a moment, what would you like to see happen with the American healthcare system? Tweaks to the Affordable Care Act, big changes? What would be your dream scenario?
Well, the first thing is we really need to press Congress to keep their hands off Medicaid, not to change that. And the only reason that they're going after the Medicaid changes, I mean, that isn't something they talked about during the campaigns. President Trump promised to protect Medicaid, but they're going after it because they want to undo $600 billion worth of tax increases for the wealthy that were part of the Affordable Care Act. They want to pass a $600 billion tax cut, and the Medicaid cuts finance that. But we really need to protect the structure of Medicaid because, as the Trump budget illustrated, that once they open the door to cutting that, they're going to come back and do that repeatedly. But secondly, they do need to review the subsidies that are part of the Affordable Care Act marketplace and make those work more effectively for everyone. And there really should be bipartisan agreement on doing that because the marketplace is the most bipartisan centrist part of the law. It's what Romney pushed for in the healthcare reform bill in Massachusetts that was the model for the Affordable Care Act. And Republicans and Democrats ought to be able to come together and make modest adjustments to that to make it effective.
John, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
John Peacock is the research director for the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. He joined us to talk about the Republican American Healthcare Act and the impacts it could have on families here in the state, especially low-income Wisconsinites who rely on Medicaid.